The Moose Jaw Police Service requires nearly $12,000 more to equip a new vehicle with the necessary gear after funding from the Saskatchewan Health Authority fell short. The two organizations signed an agreement in 2020 that saw the Shaw provide money so the police service, MJPS, could purchase and equip a Ford Explorer for its police and crisis team, PACT, members so they could better handle mental health and addictions issues they encountered on the streets. However, due to pandemic-related supply chain problems, the agency faced delays with tendering, ordering, building and equipping the SUV. It canceled two tenders because of the long delays, along with increased costs for parts, materials and labor. Since then, the amount to equip the vehicle has exceeded the Shaw's funds by about $11,000, so we're seeking some additional funds to pay that bill, Rick Johns, deputy police chief, told the Board of Police Commissioners during its April meeting, noting the vehicle only recently arrived. Specifically, the police service needs $11,416 to finish equipping the vehicle, with that funding to come from the Equipment Reserve Control Account. Some equipment modifications include installing molded plastic seats for biohazard cleanup, a silent partner partition and window boards to create a secure prisoner space in the back, and other technology, including in-car camera, radar, lights, sirens, laptop, wiring and mounting. So, still a bargain considering it's costing $11,000 and the vehicle itself was funded by the Shaw, John said, noting it's not possible to ask for more funding since it was a one-time payment. Commissioner Clive Tolley thought it was unfortunate that the police service had to cancel two previous tenders to acquire a new SUV but thought this was a relatively small amount to equip and put a new vehicle on the streets. After the meeting, the deputy police chief told the media that the initial cost to purchase, build, ship and equip the vehicle was about $80,000, although that likely increased during the 4 years between ordering and receiving the unit. The next police board meeting is Thursday, May 2.